Hey, Monty.
Brody.
How do you organise a space party?
Space party? No idea.
Your planet. As in...
Yeah, I get to take it. Let's go.
And welcome back. As I take... a big gulp of water.
Great timing by you, Brody.
Welcome back once again to the world's most inconsistent podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Good always. No, as no. The fanfare once again dies down way too late.
Way too late.
Welcome back, Monty.
Brody, welcome back. It's been a while.
It has been.
I haven't seen you in so long.
It's, mate, ridiculous. How does this happen every time? We always say, we need to record more often. Mm. And we, yeah. Every time, least a month.
The part that I find the funniest is that we spend so much time together. Yeah. We talk all the time.
Annoyingly,
we just keep
large amounts of time.
Record it.
Yeah.
That's why I think we need lapel mics constantly.
I agree. I've got one. It just doesn't really work that well.
That's right. It does not. Anyway, Brady, it's great to be back with recording in a different location to last time.
Every time. It's kind of like... it has its own mind. It has its own home at different points. It just roams here and there. Wherever the podcast feels it wants to go, wherever it feels it wants to be recorded, that's where we go.
That's where it settles.
We just draw. We're drawn to it.
We are. Brody.
Yes?
You've been... We've been pretty busy recently.
Well, you have.
I know. I'm trying not to use this as an excuse anymore, but we have actually been quite busy.
Yeah, that's it.
So I'd love for you to sort of check in on where you've been the last week in particular, because it's quite a... quite an experience you've had.
In the last week or since we've recorded the last episode?
Well, we don't have time to talk about everything that's happened since. So let's just focus on the last week for now.
The last week. Yes, had an incredible experience over the last week. Was down south in the southwest of WA, trekking the Cape to Cape for Zero to Hero, an amazing organisation that we're kind of both a part of, that is raising awareness for mental health and suicide prevention. Mm. And so we trekked 135 kilometres from Cape Lewin to Cape Naturalist over 5 days. They recommend you do it in 7 or 8. And so we said,
roughly
stuff
how it. Much how much distance per day? So I'm getting a mental image of it.
135 divided by 5 is 30-ish.
30-ish, yeah.
I'm not going to be a math teacher. I discovered this over the last week. I'm just shocking. But yeah, so to raise money and crucial funds to fund the programs that are educating young people across WA on how to be a mental health ambassador and how to have those conversations. And we raised over $200,000 over the this 50 people that trekked last week. Over 200.
50 people. That's a substantial amount of money, isn't it?
That's an incredible
amount.
That's
awesome. Yeah.
So that's what I've been doing. Met some incredible people along the way. Had some amazing experiences, great conversations. The scenery down in the southwest is just beautiful, as you are all too familiar.
Absolutely.
Owning 7 houses down there.
That too.
Must be very nice.
Property portfolio.
That's our first reference to our good friends, Andy and Hamish, just to get around the copyright laws. Andrew and Hammer.
Yep.
Just gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
You're looking good. You're looking fit.
Thank you. I feel really good. In my new lavender...
oh, don't you dare.
Extend bar jumper.
Yep.
Thank you, mate. It's a pleasure to be in your company again. How have you been? What have you been up to since I was making a difference?
Well, arguably making more of a distance than you. Distance? Not as more distance, more difference.
I'd say I covered more distance than you. Quite significantly.
Possibly, I'll check my Garmin, but you might be right.
Garmin, very nice.
Another friendly sponsor. What have I been up to? Well, pretty much just covering for your Slack, mate. Here at the workplace. Brody left us pretty empty-handed just because he's a great worker. So just trying to recover from that. Just teaching, loving my work at the moment.
Yeah, good.
Loving our rite of passage work as well and just enjoying myself. So it's been pretty good the last week.
Great.
Definitely wish I was Cape to Caping instead, but, someone's got to stay here and change lives in Perth, so...
Yeah, well, you can change lives in Perth and I'll take the rest of WA for you. What were three of your biggest highlights last week?
Three of my biggest highlights. Big one was getting masks off here in Perth.
Mm.
I'm not enjoying the mask thing, and I remember seeing people around and being able to see smiles again. It was a weird one I didn't realise. It's really hard. I find it really hard to check how people are doing and to talk to people without seeing face to face. So to be able to talk to people like that and see them smile and see their facial expression was a really big win for me, and I felt really energised by that sort of beginning of the week.
Beautiful.
Another highlight would have been just finishing off another program here at work.
Mm.
With three down this year, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Pumping through them pretty fast, and we have one on the horizon, so feeling really good about those at the moment. And finally, just getting back into some sort of gym routine. I've been struggling with this for a long time, as you know, and sort of getting back in every day last week was really awesome, and trying to find time for it. So
nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
I want to hear your three highlights, Brody.
Three highlights. So obviously meeting the 24, 25 people that were in our group last week was a real highlight. Every single one of them I had a really good conversation with, and they are just absolute legends. Not only just for giving up a week of their life, but just in the way they interact every day. So that was a real highlight, meeting them. Other highlights, being in the Southwest. I didn't realise how much I love it down there until probably about 18 months ago. And just to sound really cool, just froth it. Just absolutely love it.
Kid lingo, I see.
Yeah, I'm pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Spent some time in Margaret River, so I'm pretty much a surfing rat now. Bit of a grummet.
I don't think they call them surfing rats. Nope. They're more surf rats.
My final one was actually just getting back to Perth, funnily enough, totally contradict the last statement. But, yeah, getting back.
Love it down south. Really happy to be back.
But just seeing, all my Perth fam, Perth peeps, as we call them.
What's happened to you?
I don't know.
You've come back a new man.
I
didn't realise you were on the youth cap to Cape. I thought that was later in the year.
It is later in the year.
You're getting ready for it.
Oh, big time.
Lingo-wise.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey guys, it's me, Brody, surfer rat.
Surfing rat.
Surfing rat.
Let me just wax my board, dude.
All right, I think it's now time to move on from the Cape to Cape discussion.
Yeah, big time.
Something's wrong with you. So one thing I want to talk about, Brody, is I'm just watching you.
I'm doing nothing. I'm just smiling at you.
Just had a conversation off air about how when you look at the audio waves of us talking, you can clearly see what I'm talking. I mean, Brody's talking, and now he's got his arms crossed. He's in a huff. He's upset that his voice doesn't carry quite as much. So
I think the microphones are faulty.
I reckon we swap microphones every time.
No, that's not true.
Anyway, let's get back into the topic. So time management is what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Ever since I sort of left school, I keep myself pretty busy. I really like being busy, but I've never had a great system to manage my time. I find I'm always quite scrambling. I forget things quite easily. I forget commitments a lot.
Mm.
And so this school term, this year, I've been really focusing on my time management. And so what I've done for the first time ever, and I want to see how you sort of manage your lifestyle, is I've actually sort of started to pre-allocate all the time I've got in a day to specific things. Mm. So I went out and bought a pretty big physical diary, which is new to me as well. Mm. I've tried physical diaries before, never got them going. But finally, I've got one. I put in all my classes at the beginning of the year. And now I sit down at the beginning of each day and I allocate, and even each week, allocate exactly what I'm doing throughout that day. Obviously, there's times where it falls down, like I was planning on waking up early this morning and just was a bit too tired, so I didn't. And things pop up randomly. But for the most part, I stick to the schedule. And every single time I've got a spare half an hour. So let's say, for example, finish class period 5 and then we have our program after school. I'm like, right, I'm going to spend 20 minutes now just getting some marking done and then go for a run, which is really rare for me to find that time. Normally I'd be like, right, I've got an hour just to chill out. Mm. Try not to do that and actually allocate the time.
Yeah.
And I find when I'm really busy, it works really well. When I'm not as busy, it means I'm not as effective for some reason. This week I've been a little bit less. I probably get less done because I'm less busy.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense, but at the same time, it shows that my system's clearly working. So allocating every single minute, pretty much, has been an awesome success for me so far. I'm feeling the effects a little bit. It makes me pretty tired being just full on with it, but yeah, so far I'm loving it. My time management's a lot better. I've got this little like Bible of mine that tells me exactly what I'm doing each day. So what are your thoughts?
The reading from the Book of Monty.
From the Book of Monty, 14:30.
Yeah, I totally get it. And like I think it's great that you can allocate your time and when you're busy, that obviously helps. I'm super not busy. Just even today I was like, yeah, we could record at 10:30, and you're like, is this still on? And now it's 1 o'clock. So but it's that, you know, it reminds me of that classic saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. And when you're not busy, yeah. Well, I know that I naturally just fall into I can do it later because I've got time to do it. And then time rolls around and you're like, oh, I've still got time to do it later. I can just push it back and I just never get it done. So I totally, totally get that. Yeah, even the sleeping in thing, I totally relate to that. I've had my alarm set for 5:30 to go to the gym for probably the last month, and it keeps going off, and I just keep going back to bed. So I'm just losing an hour of good quality sleep because I just, yeah.
And linking back to what you were saying before, I find that if I've got a really busy day ahead and I know that's the only time I'm going to have to go to the gym, then I'll wake up at 5 or I wake up at 5:30.
Yeah.
But as soon as it's a day where it's a little bit wishy-washy, I haven't planned out my day, I'm like, oh, it's fine, I'll find another time of the day. And then I don't.
Yeah.
You know, naturally I don't.
Yeah.
So it comes back to exactly what you're saying before, is that if you're not busy, you just keep putting it off and putting it off. I really struggle to wake up early, honestly. Yeah. It's something that I feel really guilty about for some reason.
Why is that?
I don't know. If I set my alarm and I miss it, and I feel bad the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Either because I'm missing the gym or because I just didn't commit to something I said I'd do at the beginning of the day. So in the moment, it feels great to stay in bed.
Yeah.
But I personally feel quite a bit of guilt and unhappiness the rest of the day if I don't commit to that.
Yeah.
Do you get anything like that, or is that just a...
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And yeah, as I said, now setting my alarm for 5:30 and then I'm like, you know, 6:30 rolls around and I'm like, oh... Gee, I feel good now, but I could have gone to the gym and I could have been feeling better. I was listening to, I think it was Ben Crowe that was talking about this. One of my mates is a big fan of win the morning, win the day. So get up and do something. And you know, when your alarm goes off, you actually get up with that alarm. Win the morning, win the day.
I like it.
Stealing that one from Benny Boy.
Benny Boy, good friends with him.
Oh, mate, we're good mates. Yeah, yeah. Has he met me? No. Does he have any idea that I exist? Absolutely not. I know him. Yeah.
We are friends. Anyway, that's where I'm at the moment.
Yeah.
I'll keep you updated, Brody.
We'll check in. So I want to bring us back to something that happened. I want to say episode 2, a little segment that I don't think we had the name for at the moment. Oh, at that moment.
No.
But now, I don't know. We didn't have much. We still don't have much. Anyway.
Slightly more of it established.
Nah.
No?
Definitely not.
What is it?
This is...
Good news. Always. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Live sound.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll edit something into that.
Yeah, you can... When we finish recording, you can just take that soundbite and do what you want with it. But I've got something for you. Good news. Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've got something for you. I met a guy a couple of weeks ago. He's a ripper. And we're good mates. And it turns out that his partner is just as much of a ripper as he is. Now, his partner has started... No, Katie. So Katie has started this thing called the Underground Collaborative. The Underground Collaborative.
Okay.
It's a WA charity organisation providing employment to empower and educate women and young people experiencing homelessness in WA, which is fantastic.
That is.
And has just, in the last week and a half, has just opened a cafe. So if you're in Perth, definitely check this out. It's just opened a cafe in the State Library of WA in Northbridge called Ground & Co.
Okay.
And their aim is, in alignment with their little description before, they employ people that are at risk or currently experiencing homelessness.
Oh, wow.
To give them a chance at employment, learn some incredible skills, which is a booming industry in the barista cafe industry, and just give them a chance. And I went to the cafe yesterday.
Well done. Great coffee. What do you order?
I ordered a short mac topped up. Just a classic short mac topped up. And then afterwards, dare I say it, had a chai latte.
Wow. Okay.
That's going to annoy a couple of my friends there. But I had a chai latte. And I'm going to own that one as well. Yeah, it's a beautiful little cafe doing incredible things. And yeah, great coffee.
Awesome. So go to...
Go to www.theunderground.org.au or just go to the State Library in Western Australia. Definitely check it out.
I haven't been there for years, but I'm going
to
go now.
I know the last time I went there was when I was pretending to study in year 12. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I did no study yesterday. Like I actually got some work done. Yeah. Oh, really? I know. Surprise. I got work done. But yeah, definitely check it out. State Library of Western Australia. It's called Ground & Co. Follow them on Insta. And yeah, share the love and tell Katie that Brody sent you. And she'll say, who?
Don't know Brody.
Steve's mate. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
If you keep pressing it, she'll still say, I don't know who you are.
Yeah. But thanks for coming.
Get out of the library.
It's a quiet space.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got a game for us. Mainly for you, because I know the answers.
This is one of our classic games of is it real or is it fake?
Is it this or that? No.
Side note, by the way. As we were sitting down to think of it, every single game I could come up with in this episode had some resemblance of is this a real thing or a fake thing? I don't know what it is about my knowledge of games, but it always seems to come back to guessing if things are real or not.
Well...
what's wrong with me?
I don't know. This one isn't.
Okay.
It does involve some form of guessing, though.
As do all great games, clearly.
Yeah, apparently so.
Maybe we need to listen to more game shows.
Maybe.
Slash watch. Anyway, what have you got for me?
I have a couple of descriptions of movie plots.
Sounds easy.
Yeah. And I'm going to read them out to you.
Okay.
And you're going to have to tell me what movie it is.
Ah.
If you get really stuck, I can give you a 3-part multiple choice.
Wow, okay.
So
what's the
catch? I'm glad you asked because I was just about to get to it. The catch, Monty, is that they are quite badly described movie plots. They're not just your regular, a talking car loses a race and winds himself up in Radiator Springs and... It's like, I don't think Cars is one of them, just by the way. But you'll see as we go along. Okay. They're quite funny. Because it's true. But yeah, it's very funny. All right. Are you ready? The name of this segment being, can you identify movie plots from their badly described plots?
Look, it's clunky. It's not the best title, but...
Work in progress. Yeah. All right. Number one. Noseless guy has unhealthy obsession with teenage boy.
Oh, it's great. It's Harry Potter.
It is Harry Potter.
Noseless guy. Love it. Awesome.
That's one. So you're one from one. I don't know how many are here, but anyway. Girl falls in love with boy on a cruise, but refuses to share, so he dies.
So where is this? Yes. Is it a door she's sharing?
I don't know.
Have you not watched this movie? No. It's Titanic.
It is.
Oh, that's funny.
There you go. This one's quite funny. I haven't seen this movie either, but I find it hilarious. Yeah, common theme. I haven't seen any of them. Pocahontas with blue people.
That would be James Cameron's incredible film, Avatar. You haven't seen Avatar?
No, it just
really?
It just doesn't look great.
You're going to get a lot of...
Sorry, James.
It was incredibly well liked for looking great.
Is that the one that took like 30 years to film?
Yeah, 50 years it took.
Wow, 100 years.
100 years it took.
Anyway. Classic guy meets girl, guy loses girl, reunite and live happily ever after.
That every single romantic comedy ever.
Yeah, literally.
It could literally be any rom-com ever. What
do you want the three multiple choice?
Yeah, give me choice. Multiple choice. It's going to be three rom-coms, though.
Gone Girl. Haven't seen it. Oh. 500 Days of Summer. Haven't seen it. P.S. I Love You. And P.S. I haven't seen it.
The only one I've seen is Gone Girl.
Right.
So I'm going to say it's Gone Girl.
It is.
Ah.
You are 5 from 5. This one is quite funny. A drug-crazed lunatic slowly kills children in front of their parents one by one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Drug-crazed lunatic. Oh, no. See, my mind instantly thinks of horror movies, but I don't think it's a horror movie.
Interesting.
Can you give me three multi-choice?
I can. Number one, A Clockwork Orange. Number two, American Psycho. So they're on the same theme here.
Yeah.
Number three, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, I believe it's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It is.
Oh, that's funny. Wow. Why drug crazed? Is the drug...
Sugar?
Sugar?
Must be.
That first movie, though, have you seen the original?
Not in a long time.
Ooh, it's freaky, man.
Yeah.
That tunnel scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trippy. A conversation about hamburgers leads to violence.
A conversation about hamburgers leads to violence. Real violence or business violence?
Again, I have not
seen. Because to me, it just immediately makes me think of the motion picture about the McDonald's brothers, whatever it was.
What?
It was a great movie I watched.
Supersize Me.
No.
Oh.
Could be that, though.
No. It's not an option.
Give me three options. I know that I'll get it by the third one.
Julie and Julia, Pulp Fiction, Sausage Party.
Is it Pulp Fiction?
It is.
Pulp Fiction. See, look, I haven't watched Pulp Fiction for a while. I don't remember that beginning cheese deluxe.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it was.
I haven't seen it.
Give me one more.
One more?
Yep.
You don't want to go all 15?
15? Jesus Christ.
One more. I actually quite like this one. This
okay.
Oversized man seeks to enhance his jewelry collection.
Oversized man
mm-hmm.
seeks to enhance his jewelry collection. Is this a movie that I would know?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is it a kids movie?
No.
Oh. Give me three options. I've got nothing.
Ocean's 11.
Hmm.
Snatch.
No.
Avengers Infinity War.
Oh, yep.
Oh, wait. This one's really funny too.
All right, one more.
A cocky man ruins everything and a little girl has to fix it.
What?
Yeah.
Nothing.
You want the options?
Give me the options.
Captain America?
No.
The Social Network?
Don't think so.
Moana.
Yep, that's it. Wow, great game.
It is, that in fact. Moana. And that... There's a few more, but we'll stop it there. That is, can you identify 15 movies from their badly described plots?
Name in progress.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for having me on. Brody, there's a very popular show on at the moment that what's I have a feeling you've been watching.
Oh, no.
The Circle.
I have.
Which is, I don't watch a lot of TV shows, so the fact that we found a show that both of us are watching is quite funny. I watched the first season, second season's pretty good.
Yeah.
Highly recommend you go out there. We're not going to spoil it for you as well.
Yeah. And this is not a paid ad.
This is definitely not.
So you know what?
Wink.
Don't watch it.
No, it's on. Oh. Okay.
Unless they pay us.
But one thing I find really funny every time I watch The Circle that I want to discuss with you, because I think you'll find it funny as well, is that they act like they've got this voice command technology.
Yeah.
They act like they've got, like, give me an example of it.
Circle, message. Hey, babes. totally loved chatting with you last night. Smiley face emoji. Can't wait for us to get rid of the competition. Man firing gun in the air with a sultry look on his face emoji. Hashtag best room ever. Hashtag circle life. Hashtag girl gang. Send.
So look, I've got a few issues with this.
Oh, of course.
Let me talk you through them.
Yeah.
First, I know it's not voice command. You know that's not, which means there must be some people.
Poor idiot in the back just like.
Just desperately trying to type down. If you ever watch it in the background as well, it's quite fast.
Yeah.
Like it is actually voice to text.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It can't be.
And so you just imagine this poor, poor intern sitting in a room, maybe one per person, just desperately trying to type these messages.
With the most ridiculous hashtags ever. Like the most overused. Like,
and also,
I remember,
why are they using hashtags?
It's 2021.
There's no trending. There doesn't. There is no reason for them to be using hashtags.
Look, I was a hashtag fiend back in 2013. Year 8 me used to love a hashtag. Didn't post very much, still don't, but there's a post on my Instagram where it's like 18 hashtags. I want to actually read them out if I can find them, because I reckon 2013
Insta,
me
Insta love or something
would have absolutely book. Loved the circle.
The amount of hashtags are out of control. The amount of emojis are out of control too.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you watch the first season?
No.
I reckon it's a 200% increase in emojis at least. That's what I'm going to guess. And I imagine this poor guy sitting there trying to like interpret what emojis are being said here. And what emoji, like what? What? It's clearly an Apple emoji. There's emojis I've never seen before. And they all have a different way of doing it. There was one episode I saw where the girl literally
Instagram. I'll talk about it later. Yeah.
There's one episode recently where the girl literally just made the face and said, this emoji.
Gee, I wish we had a photo of you making that face too, because you can make so many memes out of it.
But I imagine old guy sitting there just watching the screen. What?
Hang on, she didn't say anything.
What emoji?
Like really focusing on typing.
To look at her face and guess which emoji. And he got it spot on. I think it was the one she wanted.
Oh, good on him.
Whoever it is needs a raise. It's just, it's hilarious. That's all I think about now when I watch the show.
It's great.
And when they change things in the middle, they realise they've said something wrong and they change it.
Wait, no, back.
No, actually, don't say this. Say this. Tell me about your hashtags.
My hashtags. Oh, God. There's a photo from the 8th of March, 2014. It's my brother doing a plank in our driveway.
Why? And you put that on your Instagram.
Oh, it was hilarious because it was, the caption is, he and his imaginary girlfriend. Not even him and his imaginary girlfriend. I was clearly studying Shakespeare at the time. And then here you go. Hashtag loner. Hashtag forever alone. Ooh. What a nice brother I am.
I like that you need both of those two just to really
just to really drive the point. Hashtag also has no mates, which is quite well implied from the first two.
I think we get it.
Hashtag even, hashtag I'm, hashtag not, hashtag that, hashtag desperate. Hashtag and, hashtag I'm, hashtag single. Hashtag not even related, hashtag get out of my driveway, hashtag what a wanker.
The thing I like the most about it is how you jump from doing full sentence hashtags to just one word.
One word. Yeah.
Wow.
Circle message.
Brody, with that, it's time to wrap it up.
Yes, so definitely. We'll see you soon next year.
We are going to make we say this every time. Yeah. We are going to make a concerted effort to try getting out semi-regularly now. We've moved the equipment, so it's a little bit easier for us to access regularly as well.
Yes.
I think this will help.
And you're wanting to record another one in 2 days.
I am. But we'll release it probably a week later just so we can get ourselves a bit of leeway.
That's what you said last time. It was 2 months after Christmas. It was a Christmas special for Easter.
Anyway.
Check out The Circle on Netflix, sponsored. Check out Ground & Co. at the State Library in Western Australia.
Yep.
Check out Zero to Hero if you want to do the Cape to Cape, or if you want to get involved, or even go to the Red Cape Ball coming up at the end of this year.
So I'll be there.
You'll be there. I'll be there. Wow. Gee, that's a good lineup of guests already, isn't it?
That's
two
what
of
to say,
Perth's most influential people and us will be there. So I'm sure Elise and Matt would love to see us. Check it out.
Keep tuned in. yep. listening, if you still are, for some reason.
I wouldn't. Just kidding. I love the sound.
We'll see you next week. Thanks, everyone.
Check us out on Instagram and Facebook.
Facebook?
Yes.